This is a public service announcement brought to you by Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Klondike Garden Centers suck ass!
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Sumerian@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Yes, in fact, it is show number of 34, and we've got 72 people in the IRC to start. Normally, the 72 people don't show up until midway through the night, but this week we got 72 people to start, which means a lot of people have been breaking the first few rules of Fight Club, which is very good, because we all know that we need to take over the media conglomerate that is the really shitty world. Yes, yes, in fact, my name is Sean Kennedy, I am your host, and this is the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 34. Tonight's topic is more evil news, because, you know, the world is essentially evil, and here we go. So, you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can copy it. You can burn it. You can stencil it on your face. You can give it to little kids after you help them look for your puppy. It's a good idea. You can hand it out any way you see fit. Tonight in the IRC, who do we have here? Well, we have Sanix, Slave to Grind, Shovel, SKT Event. Wait, that's me. Smokehouse, Chantrix, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Anaxia, Australia. More Australians, yes. Down Under Crew, who are up way too late. Shouldn't you be taking less drugs? Bastard Guy, BC, Pinky Boy, Borden, Breaker One, Case, Cerulean, Shandiva, Z, Bagus, Cheesy, Chronic, Countersink, Covan, Coyote23, CyberTech, TMC, who is playing Battletech and missed my phone call, Cygnus, Decker, Delamorte, Doodle Poof, Dubster, Enotion, Fracture, Gorka, the correct spelling, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hugh, Hydrochloride. Isn't that a type of, a hydrochloride? Hydrochloride. Not water.
Hydrochloric acid.
Hydrochloride, I believe, is water. INZ, Jonath Moore, K16, Kexler, Loser, Mary, be right back. Mind Pirate, Misconduct, Miss Fortune, Cookie, No Deal. I think it's probably cooking, but I'm going to say cookie for now.
Cookie. It's just cookie.
Is it cookie?
Yeah.
Is it cookie? No Deal, Neuralize, 2, Nikon, Noisemaker, Pretender Australia. Actually, it's Nixon, but I always call him Nikon. It's a pissing
Nikon.
Him off. Prune Squalor, Rabid Wombat, Ratfucker, Red 5. Is that our Red 5?
No. Our Red 5 is REDPHIV.
Right. Sapphire.
That's an imposter.
Shinobi Taiko! New from Mattel. Sir Dork, Sir Poopy Pants. Scavenger, SKTFM, Data Stalker, Soybeans, Daude Cheese. Very cool to see you again. Test Subject, The Bug, Kepler Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Voice, Turmoil, Turtle. I was an African Love Turtle, I'm hoping. And his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, God rest her. Vampire, Dark Angel, WS Ninja, Zandad, Pyro, D-Day Species, Lady Wolf, Digital Prophet, and Cagvalia. Fuck, she always tells me that, too, and I can't I'm always screwing that.
Kyvalia?
Holy shit, we're up to 79. I think that's a new record.
I think so. I think somebody in the IRC can confirm
Smokehouse
it.
Smokehouse will check that. Smokehouse is in the IRC, right?
Go check the record books.
Where's Smokehouse? Fuck,
was
here,
there,
right? Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah,
okay,
he's there.
Oh, it's him and Tantrix. Prowling the IRC. He's macking all over the place. He's crazy. He's going to be beating people with his walker.
That's crazy.
I found out, in fact, that Smokehouse is, in fact, crippled. But there's actually nothing wrong with his spinal cord at all. It's actually all psychosomatic. Oh. Faking his crippling so
that's
long
right,
that he actually
here.
Believes he's crippled now.
He was jumping around. He was
he
doing
was.
Somersaults.
Well,
he was putting on
only
a show
under
in the
hypnosis,
room.
You know. Yeah. So I could have fixed him, but I decided why not. You know, that's just kind of pathetic. You know, bye-bye. I don't have a lot of reader feedback that is news from Reader World because, well, mostly Sumerian takes care of all of that. However, I do have some cool stuff.
I beat back the masses.
Did you beat back the masses?
I did.
With a stick?
It was hard.
A big stick?
There was a lot of them.
The stick
yeah.
was hard or the masses was hard? Or the work of it? It's the whole
I had to get
hard.
A really hard stick.
Anything to do with Rant Radio fans is hard. We know that.
Yes.
So we... Oh, wait. We should introduce everyone in the studio.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And we should... Jesus Christ, I'm
You're missing
skipping
things.
Off
what?
Of format. I'm way off of format. Where's the format? How do you get in the IRC sim so you can have your name called out at the beginning of the show, too?
Well, and you know you want your name called out.
Because it didn't do really shit for you, but it makes you feel better because, after all, well, it's Monday night and you should be, you know, sleeping and stuff. Especially all you assholes in Australia. What are you fucking
no kidding.
Shouldn't you be rooting? Got root? That's what they call fucking.
Rooting.
Root.
I know. I got a t-shirt that says that.
Really?
Got root.
Got root. Got root. I'm sure they think that's funny as fuck down there.
I've been in Australia than when I was wearing it, though, so.
Did you?
Don't know yet. No, I haven't.
No?
Just a New Zealander.
A Kiwi?
Yes.
Fucking Kiwis.
Oh, God damn.
Goddamn Kiwis with their Maori war dances and shit making those faces. Fuck you and your tattoos. Okay, how do you get in the IRC?
National bird is flightless, useless thing. Have to protect it so it doesn't die.
It's fucked up. Anyway.
How to get in the IRC.
That's right. That's what
download.
We were talking about. Wow, you didn't even do it. Anyway, that's all well.
Anyway.
Moving right along. My current flow of segues. What's how do you get in the IRC?
You can download an IRC client if you're so inclined.
MIRC.
MIRC.
Merk.
Sean loves that one.
It does. It's good.
And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
The other side.
Or you can just go to the Rant Radio page, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat and get in the easy way.
Yes, the easy way.
And you can figure out the hard way later.
The easy way. You can ask someone to help you in the IRC. Oh, wait, you can't. You're not there. Isn't that fun?
Too bad.
If your internet connection's down, please email us. Things that make me go insane for a million. I will kill you. Okay, dear asshole internet people.
Dear Sean.
I'm currently at a terminal. I'm going to ping-pong you into existence. If you want to get in touch with us, you do that is you can get in touch with me at theman@rantradio.com, or you can carbon copy. Well, actually, you want a carbon copy just about
Definitely.
Everything you send me to info@rantradio.com, and that's how you get a hold of Sim. And he's actually
that's
the
right.
one in charge. I'm just the guy with the
Am
big
I?
Mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Who's in charge here? I thought you were.
Who's in charge here? Bang! I am. Yeah. I fucked that up. I shot too soon. God damn it. It's just like the rest of my life. Anyway, so let's talk about the feedback that we got going on tonight. Well, one thing I saw is I saw some very cool stickers that was put together on a huge triangle collaboration and a big, like, love triangle between
the
fungus.
Yeah, that was very strange.
It was
like,
very strange.
Here's some stickers, and there's like five names underneath it. Like,
yeah,
who
I got in fungus sticker and I got in fungus sticker. Nixter! Nixter and sticker. Now one person. New Nixter. He sticks to walls. You can put him on your skateboard. Mind you, your wheels won't touch the fucking ground anymore because the guy's like 6'8", but anyway.
He's a large boy.
In fungus, Nixter, and Templar Knight. Wow, now there's a bed. I want to see the bed that holds that action. Hey, could you imagine that shit?
Man.
In fungus would be really outgunned. I've never seen a picture of In fungus, but I imagine I have this picture in my mind. I know what he looks like. He's got a ponytail.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of long, straight, kind of Geddy Lee hair on the go. And he's
artist
like,
looking.
He kind of looks a little bit like a really young Iggy Pop. And he's like all kind of, you know, got that skinny nerd thing going on, you know. And he's all like this in there. And he's got like the bad, you know. And his whole apartment looks like the apartment from Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
what he's doing. Yeah,
definite lust for life there. Definite lust
things
for life.
All over the walls.
Oh. Ooh, there's another voice.
Artwork.
We need to introduce people.
We kept skipping.
That's not even the fucking. That's not
that's
in the
true.
Credits.
That isn't
I never
in the
have
credits.
People here.
That's right. So,
going around the room.
Do
tonight.
It now while we remember.
Yes, while we. This is probably one of their few moments to talk. We have Destro in the house tonight.
Hello,
Destro.
I have no toes.
What?
No
toes. No, I lost them in a freak ice skating accident.
Nasty.
Oh, that's gross. He really does have toes. If you have toes you'd like to donate to Destro, you can send them to info@rantradio.com.
And
what
we'll
do you have?
Them
send
on.
Photos of your toes for Destro. Toes for
you'll
Destro.
You have to pass around that one. That's a long,
you'll
it's
have
a
to,
long microphone.
You're
going to
have to make sure that
Destro's.
You clip those damn toenails first, though. I hate toenails.
Okay, then we have Cordelia Spock.
That's my new name.
That's
Cordelia.
Your new name.
You've been, great name.
You've been dubbed Cordelia Spock.
You're now Cordelia.
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 Damn headphones. I blame the headphones.
And then we have Professor Scott Harker in the house.
Hello, word up, chappies.
Yes, now, you must understand that this is not the What the Hell Show. If you don't know what the Hell Show is, you're going to have to go back to the archives on the Rant Radio page, click on What the Hell, and you will see all the joy that was...
You better be careful.
That was the Rant Radio What the Hell Show. Yes, yes.
A couple more people,
we're
a couple more microphones.
And a couple more people, a couple more microphones. But unfortunately, no, because I am an egomaniac, and I will not share my limelight
me,
with anyone.
Me,
that's the only reason why I was here. And after, usually, I'm getting older, you know, and after the show ends, I generally have to be carried out of the fucking room.
It's true, I do that.
Back to the stickers with It Fungus Nixter TK, and who the fuck else was involved with that? You said there was like five.
No, I'm joking. It was just over-exaggerating, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are they posted anywhere? Can anyone see them? Can they get at them? Can
That's
they download
a good
them?
Segue, Sean.
Is it? Tell me about the segue.
Well, You can
self-worshipping Jesus?
Sorry. Where can I get it?
Where can I get one?
Well, on the Rant Radio page.
On the Rant Radio page.
I have been going absolutely nuts.
Buck wild.
Buck wild crazy.
And with graphics and stuff.
And there's tons of graphics now up
Let's
on the Rant Radio
now.
Page.
Let's go there now and take a look. You can read along with me with my book. You know it's time
so
to
look at all
page.
Those categories. Six categories now.
Well, we got Rant Radio wallpapers. Let's go there.
So
oh,
there's
wow.
a couple new wallpaper. There's that one and that one.
That's I like that one there. The second one in.
Second one with
one.
That was done by Digitalia.
Oh, Digitalia's got talent.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Very nice. It's kind of, actually, nice. I just watched Requiem for a Dream last night, so that's kind of Requiem for Dreamish.
Very.
What do we have? Rant Radio?
Banners, which haven't changed.
Okay.
I made some new lame-o buttons there. Rant Media, Rant Radio, RantTV.com.
You betcha.
Just little symbols in there.
Nice.
Rant Radio Vigilantes.
Oh, these are part of our, this is our ongoing squad of people who, like, go take over the world. Who's that?
And we have a new one up there in the Vigilantes.
It's
the Rant Radio Money.
It's Rant Radio
it's
Money.
It's Jodeath Moore.
Is that Jodeath
Moore? Defacing money.
Atta
doing
boy.
Illegal things.
There
so
you go.
You can do that too.
That's why
that's
not.
One way to spread the word.
They defaced
spread the
money first by putting a big, wow, there's a really cool picture. Like, notice how he's out of focus, but that printer and his books. What's on his bookshelf?
The books are, like, perfectly in focus.
What's he got there? He's got, like, some books on coding, and he's got some phone books. Clean up your fucking room, Jodeath. Like, Jesus
what
Christ.
A mess.
He's got, what's
that's not even a good printer.
No, it isn't a good printer.
Buy a real printer.
He's actually really quite talented, too. So, what else we got here?
Then we go to the next category, which is brand new Rant Radio handouts. And we see the stickers there.
And flyers when you're going, honey, ranta, 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 fuck you, Rant Radio. We got...
So we need a bigger version of this, because you can't really print these out there.
That's
it's not
very,
quite big
very
enough,
cool.
But very
God
nice
damn.
Stickers. Eh?
That's great. Okay.
So you got the little heads on the side on that one, and the little R's on the side on that one.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
nice, nice, nice. Okay.
It even tells you how big to print them.
Cool.
And a PDF flyer to hand out. You can chop it up into like six pieces
Let's
or whatever.
Let's see the PDF flyer.
Sure. I'll load it up.
Is that going to... Oh, no, loading PDF.
There you go. It gives all times of all
wow,
the shows and stuff.
That's
can, like,
really
stand on the street
nice.
Corner with like a big sign and grow your beard really long and say, Rant Radio.
Or you can just yell shop it. Next to those assholes who are always like, you're a sinner and blah, 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 and just say, yeah, we're sinners too, but we got this radio station. Original high quality.
And if you want to make Rant Radio stuff or whatever, here are... Perfect
scans.
Vector-based symbols of Rant Radio, so you can scale these as big as you want.
Christ, it's vector-based?
Yeah, Capone X made these. That
really?
Means they're made of lines, so that you can make them as big as you want, and they're still perfect.
Really?
Or as small as you want. Yep.
Wow.
So you got the Rant Radio, the Rant TV, and the Rant Media symbols there.
What we need to do
wild.
Is we need to get
and I'll
like
put
some,
more stuff up
some huge mega and somebody who's got control of lights all over the building to like do the Fight Club thing and make like a Rant Radio logo on lights on the side of a building. That'd be really
right.
cool.
Uh-huh.
So what do we have? 89 people in the RC.
Holy
Jesus Christ!
Crap.
How'd that happen?
How many bots are people running? Come on, don't fake us out. They're all bots.
Are they all bots?
No.
They're all bots.
Probably real people there.
Suddenly I feel
Good
very quite scared. Okay. Jodeath Moore sent in some pictures, and he's got his site up. Wow, Jodeath, are you ever getting a really serious loadout today? Dynamic 4 Games by, which is kind
So this
neat.
Is an essay he wrote about gaming.
What?
And,
I thought it was a blog site.
No. It's some gaming. It's on GameSpot. It's about violence in games. Things that come up, like, every 6 months.
Really?
That's what it is. Yeah, he got an article published. He wrote an article and
oh, really? Oh,
GameSpot.
I didn't know that. That's very, very
That's
cool.
That's
very,
wow.
very cool.
And it's all about violence and stuff in video games, which will be later in the news, actually.
Yeah, we've got that down in the news tonight. So that's it for our feedback, unless you have something more.
Let's see. Oh, the listeners page. Oh, my goodness. It's exploding. It's going nuts. Lots of pictures of listeners. And we'll go over there right now. I think there's like 25 there now. We'll have to wait for it to load. There
oh
we go.
Oh, my God. Where did all these sexy
all.
Bitches come from?
Look at all those
I know you got all the hot chicks at the top.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so far.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Of course.
So far,
you recognize any of them?
Favorite. What's that?
You recognize them? Some of them.
I know BGM.
Yeah.
I know Smokehouse. I know. Well, I mean, I've seen pictures
You've
of
seen
some,
them,
of,
some
ones.
Of these before, yeah.
Ooh. I had a bad experience with the girl with the knife.
Cerulean. There.
Is that Cerulean?
Yeah. Xandad there. Skitty.
I've never actually seen Cerulean
no,
before. But anyway.
Who is the one with the knife?
That's Vampire This Morning. She
yeah.
appears
very,
nothing.
Very fitting.
She just got back from Burning Man. Welcome back from Burning Man.
Oh,
Vampire
yes, that's
morning.
Right. Who else went there with her? There was a couple people.
I don't actually know. Crazy Fuck Money went.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a couple people that went with her.
All right. Let's scroll down
Zenobia.
So you can see more.
A bunch of crazy people.
Very, very cool.
Super Chicken.
Is that Super Chicken?
Yeah.
Super Chicken.
And that's Sabbath.
Who's Sabbath like looks smoke, like Smokehouse.
Smokehouse is mini-me.
Wow, that's crazy.
And a very, very big close-up of Templar Knight.
Cool. Who's the zombie trip. Next to Templar Knight?
That's a crazy picture. Spazzer.
Spazzer?
Spazzer, that is quite
Spazzer needs to off the Day of the Dead fucking film. Okay, dude, that's just frightening. Nice. Okay, scroll back up.
Okay, yeah.
And chick third one in from the left. Nope, that's fourth one in from the... one in from the right.
Third one in from
that's
the right.
Zenobia?
Zenobia.
I want Zenobia to be my groupie. She's awesome. Look at her.
Too late, she's my groupie.
Fuck off. What do you mean she's your groupie?
Two faces of Zenobia.
Well, you can have the Zenobia, the other Zenobia. I like the crazy fucking Jennifer Connelly drugged out Zenobia there.
Okay, you can have that one.
Yeah, she looks great there. Can we put that up so we have a Sean Kennedy groupie page? That'd be great.
Just transfer that one over there?
Yeah, okay. You bet. And have it password protected so my wife can't get in there?
Okay,
so we have interesting news tonight. That's it for the feedback, unless you've got more.
No.
That's it. Okay, fuck that. Interesting
more.
News
I've
tonight.
I've got more.
Well, you do?
Oh. Yeah. I've got more.
What is it?
This is a picture. I think we did. I don't know if we did this last week. This is from
Fracture. Coolat, yes.
Yes,
very cool. People who are big fans and are still going to hate me because you know what? Tales of the After Now still isn't coming out. Ooh, this is a new one.
New one.
And this is on the vehicle that was made. Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
Very,
there's
very
more.
Cool.
There's lots more that's going to be next week. Tons more.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, so people are doing art from Tales from the After Now.
Yes.
Which motivates me hugely because, unfortunately, this week, tomorrow night, is going to be another repeat. So is next week. Episode number three tomorrow night.
So you can catch up.
However, just so you know, I am working on a new one, and the new one that's going to be coming out, just to give you a little bit of a taste, is all going to be based on how the internet works in the future and stuff like that. So I am working on it. I've actually got some recording done. I just haven't finished it.
And it's a break for me, too. I care.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean,
it's a big vacation now for me.
Yeah, that's
relatively,
great.
Actually.
So we've got a bunch of crap that we're trying to do, but it's not really working, so there you go. However, I understand. Just as a footnote, before I get into the news tonight, holy crap.
So, oh, go.
What?
No, go on. Go ahead.
Okay,
well, you remember.
As a footnote.
Yep.
Well, no, it's just because, I'm working during the day with my business.
Yeah.
And since my business isn't, completely blossoming and taking over the planet quite yet.
What?
I have a full-time job at night.
I can't believe that.
So, and then in the off hours, I splice porn into, children's films.
Right.
But, no, seriously, it's just crazy how much I'm working. I'm putting 18-hour days every fucking day. And
that's awful.
It's horrible.
I know. I did a 16-hour day the other day.
But I can understand how these corporate assholes fall into this thing where life is work. Work is life.
Yeah.
I socialize with the people I work with. Which is kind of... I'm kind of lucky because, Destro's working with me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is cool. And, I'm able to kind of keep things going. But if it wasn't for the fact... I have 2 days off. One day, I have to turn off my phone because I'm still hanging out with my friends when I should be hanging out with my wife. Not smart.
Yeah.
And then... The other thing is that on Monday nights, which is my other day off, my wife works, and in the evening, I'm down here screaming into a microphone to, my groupie.
One or
Zenobia.
Two people.
Yeah, yeah. Zenobia.
Zenobia.
I'm talking
basically,
Zenobia.
Really.
This episode's for you, baby. I can never do that black, jazz DJ thing.
No?
You know that?
Here
it is.
Fun.
Here it is, children.
Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show.
Everyone would log out. It'd be like four people in the IRC, and they'll be like these fat suburban 40-year-old chicks.
John's not yelling.
Oh, he's so sexy. On the off cluster though, how many large black jazz DJs that could do my fucking job? Nobody can say fucking cunt like me. It's kind of
no, it just doesn't happen.
Kill yourself. Kill other people. Shit, you won't hear Venus Flytrap say. Okay, so moving right along, we got to go into the interesting news now. No, wait, God damn it, we got the other things. What's
one more? One more.
Speed the fuck up. I'll just sit here and grind my teeth.
Oh, no.
Okay,
that would make it go fast.
Yes, I've lost 25 pounds so far.
Really?
I feel horny. Blue pill in the afternoon.
One to bring you up, one to bring you down.
And a green pill.
One to make you go to sleep.
Oh, it's Fungus got a picture of him. I got to go there.
Of him?
Yeah, of him.
Oh.
Let's see if I was right. Come on, Geddy Lee. Come on, Geddy Lee. Load my
we got money. The bets on here. Bet now. Come
and
on, put it
look
in.
Like, come on, was I right? No, he looks like the guy who did Bride of Reanimator. That's really funny.
That really doesn't show
I don't think I want to talk to It Fungus anymore. Happy
You're
holidays.
Cut off info. It
Not
fungus,
only is
no,
that, he
no
looks
more.
Like he's actually got all the garb there. You know what I'm really worried about? Where do you get the booties? Because if you look, he's actually wearing the hospital fucking yeah. booties.
You know, I really hope that all that blood is from whoever is getting me new toes.
Yeah, that's
I really do.
Psycho.
You've got toes. Don't tell lies.
Way to go, Sam. How to destroy
Thank
the
you so
your,
much.
How to destroy those are fake toes.
How to destroy
those are prosthetic,
prosthetic
toes.
Okay. Fucking toes. Okay, our listeners are not going to buy that.
No?
I promise. Holy shit, we're up to 89. Wait, is that down?
Is that up or down?
That's George Orwell. Well,
85.
We're up to 89. I guess people went, quit
Chocolate
coming,
rations
really crazy.
Are up to 85.
If Sean ever did the very right thing, even I'd tell him to fuck off. Whatever, Smokey, you tell me to fuck off daily. Okay, what else?
I've been wanting to do this for years and years and years with Rant Radio.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Oh, is that
Let's go
else?
In the other room.
Oh,
come
okay.
on.
It's Sean and Sim Slash. Next on Rant Radio.
Just point the camera the other way.
Anyway, you're only gay if you receive. Okay, carry on. What? What is
if you give. Okay. I've wanted to do a daily news show for Rant Radio for a long, 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 long time.
So have I, actually. But, see, I
Like, we have
can't.
Lives.
We have lives and shit.
That we have
do that.
To do.
I think these guys are fully going to fall
day.
On their face doing this, by the way. Here's Sean saying he's not going to be able to do it. I bet you're not going to be able to do it. Because that's fucking a lot of work.
But, Skull Crew, who is putting out an audio zine right now, about doing it three times a week now, are going to move up to 5 days a week. But the thing is, they're going to have a different DJ for each week, just like we do one day a week. A DJ's going to do one day a week for news.
Good luck.
Well, we do it for 2 hours.
Yeah, because you own the station,
days.
And I need ego gratification or I go into withdrawal. That's the only reason why this happens.
Only 5 minutes. Very
I'm, like,
simple.
I'm dependent on it.
Anyway, if you want to help us, help Skull Crew out with their quest, send contact people who do Skull Crew.
You know what's probably
going to
happen?
Right
you know what's probably going to happen is I'll probably wind up doing a couple news reports.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? You already did some, right? You sent some audio into them.
I did some audio into them, and if I was to do news, that'd probably be pretty funny because I do my web checks in the morning. All I have to do is do web checks, and if I see an interesting
and
link,
talk while you read it.
I'll be like, what the hell? What kind of people would do this sort of shit? Actually, that'd be really funny. That'd be really, really funny.
Oh, it's Noisemaker. Noisemaker. Send it into
Noisemaker? Yeah. Okay, Noisemaker. Yeah, he's like, I send you an email, Sean, but, you know, you respond to them on Monday, 2 hours before the show, and you check your email? It's kind of pointless, really.
Oh, yeah, I love people who send me email 2 hours before the show.
Well,
can you put this on their show? No.
I do. That's why I check my email 2 hours before the show. Everyone's like, oh, cool, I'll just send an email 2 hours before the show then. Anything else?
No, go.
That's it. No, go. Interesting news. Go. Alien Binary Tonight. Yes. Yes, it's true. So I was looking for the site about airport protocol networks and found this. Cybercrime.gov. Reckless HCM. I swear. I think the age group they target with this site is the same age group that designed it. It looks like a cross between the FBI's old site and Crayola packaging. Yes, it's very true. Don't hack. It's bad. Don't. On red with a black background in very fine print that you can't fucking read unless you're wearing 3D glasses.
Don't answer messages that make you feel uncomfortable because they seem
improper, indecent, or threatening. Tell a grown-up. Right away! Fucking A, I'm a grown-up.
Tell Sean.
I am a grown-up.
Yeah, tell
Sean. Go through the don'ts.
Okay.
Don't give your password to anyone. Passwords are to protect your computer and your files. It's like giving away a key to your house. Exactly like that. Don't answer I already did that one. Okay. You turned off the highlighty stuff. Don't give any personal information such as your family's address, phone number, credit card, or calling number. What? Okay, show me a 12-year-old that's got a credit card. Your school's name, your picture, anyone, your computer network that you don't personally know. Don't arrange to meet anyone through the internet without telling your parents. Some people on the internet lie about who they are, how old they are, and why they want to meet you. And some of them will tell you right up front that they want to ass rape you with a fucking plow. Don't try to break into computers. It's not a game. It's a crime. It's invasion of privacy. But we can't punish you because you're 12.
So don't do it.
So don't do it. Otherwise, we're fucked and we have to resort to these lame-ass websites to try to stop you. Don't steal copyrighted computer programs. Software, quote-unquote. By copying it from... Fuck, if I was 5, I'd be insulted. This is the same as stealing it from a store, only we can't catch you. People work hard to develop new programs and deserve to be paid for them. Just not by you, because you're fucking 12. And if you need to be artistic, too fucking bad. Wait till you're 18, you got money. If software designers don't get paid for the work, they can't continue creating new software. Oh, if software designers don't get paid for their work, they can't continue creating their new software. No, if the companies kids don't, then they can't slave wage their own fucking designers. But anyway, never mind. I hate to tell you this, guys, but if your kids can read this fucking page, they read Slashdot and they know it's bullshit. Such as a new educational game or tools. New educational games. Wow, kids want to play educational games.
That's why you shouldn't.
If you steal educational games, nobody will make them. Wow, no one's bought an educational game in months.
Everybody
what the fuck?
Steal the educational games.
Yeah, if your kid's stealing educational games, wow.
Yeah, please, Johnny.
Yeah, just keep on
seriously,
doing
if I came on and be like, what are you doing, Philip? Oh, well, you know, I stole my math wizard. You're no son of mine. The fuck away from me.
Hello, police.
What a fag.
I'd like to turn in my son.
What a fucking... You're gay, aren't you, son?
No, I'm straight.
Admit it, come on.
Come on.
I'll get you some gay mags.
I'll still love you. I just want to know if you're queer.
No, honest, Dad, I'm straight.
Nah, you're queer. You're a queer boy. Come on, you know I'm sporty.
No, Dad, really.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, is that one of your friends, Philip? Is that one of your little friends?
Sure, he can sleep over.
Sure, he can sleep over. He can sleep in the other room there. That's fine. Vaseline's in the top shelf.
What?
Okay, don't make copies of copyrighted material. Wow, that was quite a segue. Sean, wow. Being banned. That's a, you know, between that and the suicide rant, let's fucking cue up the suicide rant. And we got that handy.
I can cue that up.
Let's cue that shit up. Let's have to cue up the suicide rant. What's another really inflammatory rant that I've done?
Like just, falling chair is always...
Well, falling chair is good, but it's not really a piss-off one.
No,
it's not. Like
it's not.
A,
it's you're
not
just
like
going
a,
insane in it.
Like a... My nose is bleeding. Don't copy material that you find on the internet and pretend that it's your own work.
Ooh.
It's the same as copying a book or magazine article, pretending that's your work, only it's easier because you can copy and paste. It's easy to get caught. Remember, your teacher and thousands of other students have access to the same material on a world wide web. That's why you need to go to the Sean Kennedy cheat site. Yes, you too can get through your fucking school term papers, because after all, education is a corporation and they don't really give a shit anyway. That's why they make doctors take courses in philosophy, because nobody really fucking cares. And if you even think that lawyers pay attention to ethics, you're on crack. Okay, so, moving right along. So that's just good for a yuck. You know, good for the morning. You know, I if you can read, you'll be insulted by that site.
We could play a child porn one.
Ooh, the child porn rant. That's a good one. Yep. Yeah, that's where I was really mad. I was all mad that when I'm talking about killing people and stuff. Do I have kill pimps one? What else we got? Corporate whore.
I'm sure there's something about killing pimps.
Oh,
I don't know which one it's in.
Corporate whore. That's a good one.
How many are we going to play? Which one do you want?
Well, we'll play that. Why not? It's going to be a long show tonight. Girlfriends, hippies, holier than thou. Girlfriends, holier than thou. Holier than thou. I've been doing this longer. Judgment, just a fad. Wow, fuck. I cannot shut the fuck up. Look at all these rants.
No kidding, huh?
New Tech. Actually, New Tech is really funny.
That's I like that one.
Yeah, New Tech and Nine Inch Nine Iron Maiden is also funny. But we won't do all of them otherwise.
Let's just cue them all.
Let's just fucking put that bitch on random. Okay. Moving right along. We got the full human genome is going to be mapped by April. Wait, wasn't the full human genome already mapped? No, it wasn't. Because apparently nobody can keep track. Maybe it's just different genomes. Well, we got the Spanish genome, man. We're still working on the Japanese one. But apparently those handy-dandy people in Japan. Oh, rookie, rich, we got the genome mapped. So
holy cow, Brack socks.
Brack socks. So they're going to have the human genome mapped by April.
All right.
I hope they do it on April 1 and then no one will believe them. Oh, come on, guys. Seriously.
We really did it.
New flash. Meh. Sean's spelling sucks. So does his enunciation. New flash. And it's in my. Me fool. Me pop off. Me pop pop. Gods must be crazy doing a news report. News flash. Attack of the Clones really did suck. And I'm not the only one who thought so. Yes, in fact, all of Australia did. If you check it, everybody who filled out and said they were a Jedi totally renounced the whole fucking thing.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah, they did. Go check it out. They're like, wow, I guess just after kidding, Attack of the Clones, it really did suck. Hi, George Lucas, Sean here. How's it going? Yeah, looks good. Listen, if you stop pumping Steven Spielberg up the ass for about 10 seconds, got a news flash for you. Why don't you get the guy who directed Empire, because it wasn't you, back to direct the third movie?
That would
so
be nice.
So you can pull your ass out of the fucking fire? Hey, that'd be great. And if not, get the guy who directed Dead Alive, because at least then we'd have some gore. We want to see Jedis cutting people in half. Come on, pull Braveheart. We double dog dare you. Okay, stop screwing around with the CGI orgy. Okay, the dude's like full CGI orgy. And for the love of God, make one film. One movie that doesn't have the dude from Willow in it or any other fucking digit. That's all I want. Okay? Just one fucking movie. Just make, you know, Darth Maul. The movie. 3.5 hours of Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Kick an ass and take a name. Darth Maul at Starbucks.
Star Wars
Darth
2.5.
Maul. Darth Maul versus Nazgul. You know? It'd be great. It'd be fantastic. Barcode sent me in an interesting thing. Poking around the internet, I stumbled across this page. transnational.org.
Oh,
it appears to be
good.
A French page, although it's available in English.
This is English.
Is that the English one?
Yeah, this is English.
The page tracks international corporations, lists who owns them, and what they do. It even has a nifty list of human rights and financial crimes available listed by company.
Financial crimes.
I'm still poking around, but it's worth a glance. Very, very handy. Just in case you're thinking that all my core political shit is just a random ramblings of some internet egotistical DJ kind of weirdo, ex-cult leader, psycho-fanatic.
They got maps and charts and photographs,
and 8x10s and snit prints and dog sniffing prints.
All
it's crazy out there.
Canadian ones here. And
yeah, it's very, very cool. So if just in case you want to be a very informed activist and understand just how fucked and evil a lot of these megacorps are, or people go, corporates are evil, why do you think that? You can just go and hand them this page and say, here you go. Why don't you, after reading... read this other page where they teach you not to hack because it's really quite funny. And then read this one because that'll actually sort you the fuck out. Okay. Very cool barcode. Thank you very the fuck much. Well done, you. Shoes by Nazis. Not Nike, but like real Nazis. Yes, it's true. We have the brand new Cyclone shoes put out by Umbro. Hi. I'd like to commit political suicide in the workplace? Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a series of shoes called Cyclone shoes, which is named after the gas... Cyclone B. And who made that? Who made Cyclone B? Wasn't Umbro. No.
Nazis.
No, it wasn't the Nazis. Actually, it was Bayer.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Bayer Aspirin. Yeah,
people
those guys.
People relieve your headaches.
Yeah, Bayer was two companies.
They used to relieve a lot of headaches.
Yeah, they used to relieve a lot of headaches. They used to relieve that whole Jewish headache. That
not
was
good.
The problem.
Not
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you gotta like Bayer. Any company. Same with, like, the Ford Motor Company. The Ford Motor Company is a bunch of fucking Nazis. And then I was like, no, he's not. Henry Ford was a huge supporter of the Nazis.
Lots of proof.
Lots of proof. Like, as a matter of fact, if you go and see pictures of Hitler's office, there's a huge fucking portrait of Henry Ford behind him because he was his number one supporter. So, Ford, you're a bunch of fucking Nazis. Actual Nazis.
Or were.
I mean, you know, real, honest, true, blue-blood Nazis. And that's right. When my grandfather started the Ford Company, you know, he was burning crosses. And, you know,
that commercial.
You know, washing himself with soap. Like, fuck off. Okay, you suck so much ass. Like, seriously, you are the Hoover of ass.
Funny thing about this is that the name has been on the shoes for 3 years, and nobody's noticed it till now.
Well, it's soccer. Who gives a fuck about soccer?
Yeah.
All the video games have been banned in Greece. What the fuck? I got this link from you, Sim.
I passed it on from somebody else.
Who passed it on from somebody else,
yeah.
Who we won't name because really it's not that important. Because after all, what only matters is that I tell it to you and you can remember my name and chant it like a mantra as you go to sleep. Incidentally, that reminds me, just before we get into the... Oh, I'll do that after. Remind me. Chanting mantra. What do
all
we got?
All video games.
Is that bullshit or is that legit?
Real.
Seriously.
Yeah, I saw it from the official page.
From Greece, you can ass fuck each other on the island of Lesbos, but you cannot play video games. No Tetris for you. If you play Tetris...
Even on your cell phone. All
no
gone.
Shit, we're not making
all
this
gone.
Up. If you play Tetris, you can get up to a year in jail and a $73,000 U.S. fine for playing video games even on your motherfucking cell phone.
Yep.
Wow.
Because they're evil.
They are evil.
They corrupt the youth.
Yay, how the mighty have fallen. I'm sure that Plato would have something to say about that shit. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think they were wrong about the earth, air, fire, water being the elements making up everything. They might be wrong about this one, too.
Yeah, this is fucking fucked up. This is so wrong. Holy crap. Holy crap. So, you know, how are they going
to...
How are they
so they're starting to shut down the arcades right now. That's
no kidding.
Starting.
I guess they're out of business and all, because it's a fucking crime.
Kind of.
I guess PlayStation sales are on a down.
A little bit.
Xbox not doing so good in Greece.
Yeah, all pulled from the stores.
How about Merlin? Is Merlin a video game? How about Simon? You know, meep, 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 and you got to hit the little
pretty
button.
Broad definitions they give if you look at the
Battleship?
The PDF.
Is Battleship a video game?
Electronic video games.
If it's electronic Battleship,
then it's banned. But if you have little game pieces, Monopoly's still good.
What about educational games?
If they're electronic, all gone.
All gone. Super. How about chess when the Trade. Machine plays against you.
Oh, that's evil.
Can't
that's
do that.
Completely
that's
why,
evil.
Anyway.
Is this like no a idea. Satanic evil
it's,
thing?
It's just ban everything. We'll sort it out later.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah.
How queer is that?
That's try
queer.
And pass that
that's
here.
Queer
yeah.
in an unfortunate way.
I don't know how big gaming is in Greece,
not
but
like
if that tried to pass
son.
Here.
I love my dead gay son. So, what movie is I love my dead gay son? What movie is it? Put it in our
anybody?
I love my son.
What is it, Scotty? What is
Heathers.
It? Heathers. Oh, okay, right.
Which,
right,
of course,
yes.
everyone's going to be like, oh, well, you're steaming man. Which brings us to the halftime
exactly
music.
What they sound like.
Yeah, it's, well, smokehouse anyway. What,
yeah,
what is the, what's the halftime? Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
What have we got in the halftime music?
Well,
Smokey.
Another masterpiece.
Another masterpiece.
Blanca.
Blanca in Scotland.
Who is taking Sean K. clips from the Sean K. show.
This is nuts.
It's
I can't
crazy.
Believe.
It
people
is
listen,
crazy.
Just in case you just tuned in, because you're one of the...
million people listening.
82 people who've tuned in and are just listening. I'm here to tell you, what people do is they listen to my sorry ass spewing my verbal diarrhea over the airwaves that somehow soaks in and gives you people knowledge. Well, actually, come to think of it, you know what? I could stream cunt for 3.5 hours into a microphone.
Dave, listen, every second. They'd
not
wait.
Only that, but
they'd
it would have more.
The
they'd have
they'd
more.
All sing, come join us right at the end, too.
Put the cunt back in country. Yes, it's true. No, but seriously, it's like I'd still have more educational and entertainment value than, say, MTV.
True.
So,
that is true.
What do we have for the halftime news? We've got stuff for Blanca.
Yeah, and I've got a surprise. You'll just have to hear.
Oh, I love it when he does
that. Don't you? You love it.
It's my show. Been on the air forever, and I get surprised.
Surprise!
See, Sean, somebody videotaped you while you were changing.
And we're going to play it over the air.
Hello, Mrs. Poopy Pants. Would you like some more tea?
I can't use hairspray.
Well, if you come back and Sim's not here, kill him.
You'll know why.
You'll know why. All right, well, let's go to the halftime music as of now.
And we'll do the rants in between and stuff.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Those you asked for to your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right on Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. What's some Hollywood Squares! Have some fucking Jeopardy! It's a joke! It's a fucking gag, man! And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name! If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge! He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge! Don't kill yourself! Kill other people! It's never that bad! You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait! I have a gun! It's not that fucking bad! You'll never kill yourself! That's retarded! Holy fuck! Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No way. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in colors because of shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you can fucking do, but no no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? What it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth! Look at what he said! He said that they should kill themselves! They should kill other people! What? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing! The same thing! Everybody in denial. La la la, fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jean commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consisted a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! There's like a billion people in China! Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them, but at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Enough negativity, we have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's gonna die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know this. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the Koch banner. We'll have ourselves, everyone will download brainwashing, and what will happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up the slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms. We all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you. Write a new law. Let's all fucking grow some pot. Okay, whatever it takes. But bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people. Begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay, so that's all I had to say about that.
I think it's neat when you got all these guys on the web and you just call out and you jump in the RC and it's like, hello, Internet. And the Internet is like, I love Sean.
Holy shit, nuclear bomb has just dropped in Pakistan. Oh my god, they're started to drop bombs in Pakistan. A nuclear explosion has just gone off.
Oh my god.
No, we're wrong. Never mind. That was just, that's the wrong page.
Wrong link.
Sorry. Wrong link, sorry. There's no nuclear war.
I thought it was funny.
John, you fucking fuck sores!
Fuck you, you fucking fuckers!
Oh, man!
But I mean, seriously, how cool would that be to just get that little bitch and cut all her skin off? That just makes me feel really.
There's a quote for everyone. Yeah. Remix blanket. There you go.
Yeah.
Blows goat testicles.
You want to go down there and dig up some artifacts and put that shit on eBay?
Cool.
Just archives of all history.
Great. You can bid on it on eBay.
Okay? And no problem. I can get paid with that. Man, if I was in England, fuck, I'd be there now. Okay, I'd be floating around. What are you doing? Nothing. I got my shotgun here.
Sean hides the shovel.
Yeah, I got my shovel going in. Got my cookie. I'm gonna get the gold. Seriously, put it on eBay. You know? What do you got there? That's the skull of our state.
Yep.
Be on fucking eBay. Is there room for Jesus in your little game here?
Interesting.
Sean, send your addy to me and I'll get you a shirt. No, TK, that's fine. I do not exploit the listeners, unlike Sim. He exploits
me?
The listeners. He offered it to me.
He did not? Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay then.
He actually offered me money and I said, no, I don't want money.
What the
good.
Fuck is wrong with you? I would have taken the money.
All right, guys, well, that's it for tonight's show.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What do you mean, what?
I have some stuff.
Who gives a fuck? I said it's over.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, my ego got out of control.
Now, don't worry, I'm not getting sued. This guy's a lawyer, but he's an uber Christian. And I was over at his house with my wife.
Dangerous kind.
And he was talking, because there was a person from Focus on the Family there. And I didn't know they were all at dinner. And this person from Focus on the Family sitting across from me. And they say, what do you do? And I said, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? And I say, I work for Focus on the Family. And I've got to eat the rest of my fucking meal. Okay? And I'm like, hey. So you, like, censor music and stuff.
And my wife is like looking at me, you know, she's got the taser out, she's got the trank gun with about a billion cc's of Thorazine in there. I have these seizures, you see, whenever I'm confronted with rabid Christian censorship.
Thanks for going after Jell-O.
So after they leave, I say, yeah, I never want to see that person again. And they're like, why? Because I'll kill them. Why is that? Because I remember folks on the family, they were the assholes who tried to fuck my life when I was playing Dungeons & Dragons. Yay! And I hate them! And they're like, well, yeah, but, you know, they're not really that bad. I'm like, yes, they are the devil! One of these days, if I was going to do that, I'm going to put a rainbow sticker on the back of my car and wear like a lizard band mask. And wait for some, like a hoodie, and wait for some asshole. And then I'll...
wait for somebody to come.
Wait for someone to drive up and look up the side and go, oh, and they'll be like, oh my god!
You can do that. You suck. You have nothing. Just ask one of those.
Beep, beep, beep.
Can we rewind that?
Sorry.
Good. While I'm eating there, I look over and there's this picture of this shitty little log house. It's just a shitty, shitty little log house, you know, on the prairies.
Yeah.
It's like a white piece of paper with someone took a shit and made a log house. I'm like, wow, that is one shitty log house, dude. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to live there. That's where I grew up. And I'm like, dude. Now, he's old. Okay, this guy's like, oh, he's like Yoda. And I said, you lived in this house? And he goes, yeah, I just...
And I'm like, this is how the house looks like now, right? He's all gone down. He goes, no, that's what it looked like when we were living in it.
And I'm like, wow, that's really mental.
Well,
and I was staring at this, like, just which I said, you know, what did you do for fun? You know, like, what would you do for fun? You can't fly a kite. You can't go for a walk. You live on a blank sheet of paper, G. Like, it gets so cold outside, like, fucking birds are dying and shit. What do you do?
Well, sometimes in summer, what I would do is I would wait for my mother to go get some baking soda.
And then I would wander around and find some gooseberries. And then I would pick a whole bunch of gooseberries. And I would take a spoonful of gooseberries and a spoonful of baking soda. And I would chew them up in my mouth and it would tingle. And all the foam would come out of my mouth and I would laugh because it felt funny. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy with eyes the size of like Rip Van Roger Rabbit, thinking of this fucking kid laughing away, foaming at the mouth of this fucked up house in the middle of the prairies. I'm like, somebody get this brother some internet access! Like, that should get old for me pretty fast. I'd be like, what do you do for fun, John?
Man, I run at the houses. I can't go to cash and chips.
And get the fuck off this planet so I can be reincarnated in something more exciting.
I'd say a slug.
Because if I die and go to hell, I'm quite sure it'll be a chicken farm in Saskatchewan. Okay, that's how that shit works. What the fuck? I swear to God, man, the prairie's slick back.
For starters, the after nothing was cool in the static movement, that's great. Hell, I offered to hand your slurry. I can't understand what you're saying. Why don't you just read it?
I found our April 1st log from CFUR. That's a radio station he worked for up in Prince George or one of those small cities up there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was Prince George.
Cool.
It has part of Strong K's suicide rant played in the daytime broadcast radio.
Oh, my God.
Until the UNBC security told us to turn it off. It was cool to hear, don't kill yourself, kill other people, blasted on the speakers out to the UNBC Winter Garden.
That's awesome.
I really like the CRTC. They let us get away with anything, unlike the UNBC security, who was like, well, you should turn that off. He's getting a little carried away.
Not at all.
The other DJ who was in the studio thought that after the Industry Canada would launch a missile at our transmitter, or call the cops or something. It went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah, I kind of went out there.
Yelling at people.
There I am, dissing about the IRC, and I started screaming at the IRC.
Sean hates the IRC.
The IRC makes me... Yeah.
He hates your words. He hates little bits on the screen.
The IRC makes me...
We're in the supermarket, me and Sam, we're in the organic food section.
So funny.
And there's like these different kinds of teas, right? Because, you know, everybody's into the tea, you know, it's all, you know, the thing to do now. And they got like Thinko, you know, Ginkgo and Cola Nut and all this other shit. Like, you think faster and all this kind of jazz. And there's a tea in there called Easy Now. And what you do is that the way the tea works is it goes, easy now, easy now, easy now.
Easy now.
Easy now.
Slit your fucking throat!
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on France Radio.
Okay, it's child pornography time. Yes, we're going to talk about the good old child porn that exists on the net. Recently, laws were just passed in BC that said it's okay to have child porn. Federally and by the law, you're allowed to look at little pictures of little six-year-olds hanging their dicks out and abused children. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, real organization, look it up. With any effort, get a membership list. Find out who's a member of that thing. Then go to their homes and burn the fucking things down. If you find people out there, Sean Kennedy says, kill pedophiles. That's right. Don't maim those motherfuckers. Kill them dead. Kill them. Take them out in the street. Put a pickaxe right between their fucking head. You like that? Have another one. Yeah, it's good to go. You know you love it. You know it's good. It's natural selection. It's the right thing to do. It's like porridge and sex. You go, eat some porridge, have some sex, go kill yourself a pedophile, and giggle about it while you sleep. Do you really think there's a jury on this planet that would convict you? I myself could snipe Clifford Olson, and I would get a fucking handshake and a key to the city. Give me a break. Nobody likes child porn, so if you're a child pornographer and you're listening to this radio station, first of all, hide. That little red dot that's circling around your head, yeah, that's somebody from Rant Radio, and they want your fucking nuts on a platter. They ought to do, like Dennis Leary said, man, put you in a city square with a big sandwich sign on your stark naked body that says, I carry a torch for kids who carry candles. It's a fucking fact. You are a moron, you're a sick piece of shit, and the kind of thing you could possibly do for society to remove yourself for your sins is to go get your whole head in front of the shotgun and just squeeze off a round. And if you don't have the nuts to do it, you can contact me at www.rantradio.com, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Day. Work all night and I drink a rum.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking, where are we at? We're the Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit. And I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sims and my shit, which I had all in there. And we get up to the till and we're all rocking through there, and of course there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till. It's firing through the till, oh my god. And I've got to get my shit off of that side counterboard, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermarket, you know, happiness awaits you down to the stuff mart. And I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go, and I look back and I see some bananas. I see those same bananas and I go, wait, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure. And then this old guy behind me goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, now I'm pretty sure those are my bananas. I said, are you sure those are your bananas? And he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. I'm like, oh, well, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. And then I start walking away and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razz on them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because, you know, he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just letting you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. look around on the internet and you hear about new technology always emerging all the time. You hear about the British are cloning. And then there's people who are saying, yeah, we got nanotech. It's just around the corner. It's going to revolutionize the human society. And then you have these fucking pinheads who are going to sit there and say,
oh, well, we should regulate innovation.
What? How does that work exactly?
Oh, no, no. We have to license everything.
Make sure everything goes along at a nice pre-digested sort of Havlum pace so that we of the older generation can accept and deal with these new and somewhat exciting trends. Fuck that. I've got no time for that shit, okay? People are all like FUD, FUD everywhere. Elmer E. FUD running around, running like a maniac. Fear, uncertainty of doubt. Fear the new tech. Oh my God, it's Skynet. We're going to be put in camps. The machines are going to kill us. No. Hey, Ray Bradbury, why don't you just kind of relax, sit down, have a fucking Sobe, and chill the fuck out and let the young people deal with it, okay? It's our bivouac. We know what the fuck's going on. We're just going to build. Robots don't kill people. People kill people. Okay, give me a fucking break. A robot's just a goddamn tool. Technology is a tool. Nanotech is one of the most exciting tools coming around the corner. And everyone's like, oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, what about the ethics of cloning? Don't clone babies because then that's a cloned baby life. Fuck off. I have no time for that shit. I'm going to grow mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils and stitch them on other people's heads. Fucking A. I think it's great. Let's experiment till we're blue in the fucking mouth. And then we'll do skin dye tattoos and skin grafts and whack wiring and fucking implants and learning and externalized memory in the works. It'll be fucking great. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
Hello out there. Yeah. I don't know when this is reaching. I don't know if it's reaching anybody, actually. I don't know who's listening, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying because that's all anyone can do. This is a pirate broadcast. And this is reaching you, and this has come about, yet you may, in fact, are violating your listener's license just by listening, and you may be subject to the punishments under the listener's license agreement. But if you're the ones who are turning this off, then you're the ones who need it the most. This is dependent archivist Sean Kennedy, the 42nd. I'm broadcasting from some time after now. This is episode 000.000.000.000.000.1. I don't know exactly when it is. The underprivileged such as I aren't able to get too accurate statistics on time. I do know that it's sometime after 2000. This I remember. Oh, so long ago it seems. But I do know that. I'm on the West Coast. I know this because the water is salted and the sun. I'm on the West Coast. I can see the ocean if I go outside. I know it's the ocean water. I wouldn't taste it. I mean, you've got to be crazy to taste any water first, but I've got various means to test it, and it's ocean water. So I know I'm on some kind of ocean. Sun still rises in the east and sets in the west. That's how I know. It's one of the only things that hasn't changed. Right now, I'm inside a building of some kind, taking shelter from the sun. As far as I can see, it's some kind of sports facility. If memory serves me, which most of the time it doesn't, this was a popular sport at one time. Now, I'm no expert, but from what I know, it was pretty big. One of the only surviving movies from the age so long ago. Hopefully the age just before I'm broadcasting to was Men with Brooms. It's a staple movie of the underground, of the way things were. But even that's hard to come by, I believe. Now, I'm no expert, as I said, but I believe it was called curling. And it was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, sport in North America. Again, I'm no expert, I don't know, but from what I remember and what I've read, it was the biggest. There's computer tech scattered everywhere, all over the tables. There's quite a few tables, too. Looks pretty old, but I'm no expert, so I wouldn't really know, but... some of them look pretty old. There's wires running from them all over the floor. It's a mess. It looks like some kind of network, actually. Of course, I'm not an expert, but I know enough to see a network when I see one. I don't know what they're for. I don't know even if they're working. I haven't even bothered to try them. I mean, it's just not worth it. Even if they work, they're pretty much useless now. It's pretty old. Oh, hold on a sec. I'll be back in a second. I gotta check something out. There it is again. Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. I gotta go check something out. I heard something. I'll be right back. All right, I don't know how long I'm going to be broadcasting from now. I don't know if I'll be able to broadcast again or even sign off. There's people in these our buildings. I missed them on my initial sweep somehow, but they're surrounding the building pretty much. They're coming in. I got a pretty good spot here, so. So if I stay still and I keep my wits, I hopefully won't be detected and I'll get a chance to escape. Right now, there's no way for me to get out. There's no back entrance that they're not trying to come in. There's no windows for me to back out of. I mean, I'm screwed here until something pops up. They're coming in now. Oh, server. Please don't let them find me. Server, please don't let them find me. I don't know who they are or where they're from, but when a mob of people start coming in the building you're trying to hide in, you don't generally go say hi. Alright, they're filing in. They're not even bothered looking, so they don't know I'm here yet. This is a good thing if you haven't noticed. They're sitting on their computer. Sitting down at the tables. Lights are now on. Didn't even try the lights. I mean, I'm no expert, so I wouldn't know what lights work or not, but I didn't bother trying. They're booting up. They're powering up now. I don't know how this has stayed working. I don't know how it hasn't been detected already. I mean, you got guys sweeping these places all over the world, but we're pretty far out now. I mean, there's pretty much nothing left of the West Coast. So these are basically ruins, but they don't look like zombies. They look pretty normal. Kind of tall, lean, skinny guys. Kind of gangly, some of them. Most of them got glasses. That's odd. There's a symbol on the screens, most of them. It looks familiar. It's a rectangle, kind of vertical rectangle, broken up into four boxes, multicolored boxes. Blue, red, yellow. It looks familiar. Microsif, microsurf, another. Microsoft. Now that rings a bell. There's a company now, probably one of the biggest ones now, that's Micro AOL Time Warner Panashibi Tobishi. It looks, I can see the similarities. This is pretty old software. I mean, I remember Microsoft being a software company, so this is pretty old. They haven't made anything under Microsoft in years. I mean, once there were conglomerates, things were changing left and right. I mean, once the conglomerates started conglomerating, things got really bad. It went all downhill. I mean, real fast. Real fast. Counter-Strike. That name, that's so familiar. Where have I heard that before? It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't. Oh, no. Oh, server, no. It can't be. Oh, server. Where the hell am I? Oh, no. I remember now. I remember it all. This is past 2000. This is 2002. I remember where I am. I remember it all. It all came back to me. I'm live from Richmond, B.C. This is Fragmart. Fragmart 2002.
Ready to tell it like it is. You're listening to Rant Radio.
That's awesome. I mean,
pretty
that's,
amazing.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Tribute, huh?
What's that?
Pretty amazing. This well, anytime long any,
anybody, anytime anybody ever does a tribute, I just like almost fall the fuck over. Blanca, I'm so getting that burned to a CD. That is just...
it's
I don't
amazing.
Even know, I don't even know what to say. Whenever people just even like do the artwork, like the guy did a 3D rendering of like a character I thought up and you know, drew it and stuff, you know.
Is that Blanca as well?
No, that wasn't Blanca. Oh, okay. That was somebody else. But like Blanca then took like this show and just like took like I'm crying. I was laughing so hard.
Oh,
you know?
Some of those
and
clips.
And the thing is so
like,
funny.
Those are the best clips. Like, those are amazing.
Those are amazing. And he's sitting there, and I don't even remember half that stuff. Like, except for
I'm trying to pick it out. It's like, what show is that?
Holy crap, you know? And the funny thing is quite often when I'm doing a rant, I'll do references to movies on the fly.
Yeah.
And I don't, like the...
Like, it's not planned.
Yeah, well,
it just
well,
happens.
I see it there, and it's happening really fast, and people catch it, like, you know, a year later. And I'm like, yeah, I did a reference. But, yeah, there's no, that's reference. Really, really crazy. Holy crap. So, very, very super-duper cool. Blanca, you're the shit.
And, of course, that last thing was done by, who was it? The
name Abadoobie.
Abadoobie from Kiss Radio.
From Kiss Radio.
That was for
very
Fragmart.
Cool. Very, very cool.
We played
that's
at Fragmart.
Very, very funny. Especially that, I'm no expert.
I'm no expert.
It's funny, because I don't even know that I'm saying that. You got to bear in mind, all the Tales from the After, I do live.
Yeah.
There's no scripting at all. It's completely live.
It's on the fly, not live.
Well, yeah, sorry. It's on the fly. I do it once. I don't write
yeah.
anything down. I cover the points, and I kind of got to get myself in this post-apocalyptic stoner state and fucking go. Which, if you ever talk to stoners, they repeat themselves a lot.
Just like that.
Yeah. They use the one word over and over. Which, okay, I'll try to cut down on the I'm no expert thing. Because I'm like, ooh, do I really do that? Ooh. That's really bad.
Yeah.
No
nothing,
big deal.
Like, well, yeah, wait till you see a parody of yourself on TV, and then you go, ooh, yeah, I do that. A lot.
I wonder if, like, George Bush goes to sleep crying.
I'm not that bad. He watches Saturday Night Live every week. Like, oh, God.
Oh, God, I suck. I wonder, Chris, he's got the butt, you know? So what the fuck do you do?
Don't piss him off too much.
What's yeah. that? What? What?
Not what?
What? What? What? Doughty cheese! Doughty cheese!
Doughty cheese.
Send me a link that shows me that we...
Where are we?
Doughty cheese sent me a link that said that free speech support is, in fact, down... What the fuck? Yes, according to surveys, what? They say that support for free speech in the United States is actually on the lower end.
We must protect ourselves from the terrorists.
Yes, yes, you have a choice. You can either be free or you can be safe. Choose one. No, that doesn't really work that way, but they like to make you think that it does work that way. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. I mean, that's kind of cool that, you know, they would think that. I don't know why. I think this whole thing is kind of on the propaganda scale. I think the whole thing's
little
kind
bit,
of a
yeah.
huge lie coming from Nashville, because, as you know, they're real liberal down there in Nashville.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. They like a lot of interesting
yeah.
things. They're big on body piercing in Nashville. They like that. Usually, though, the body piercing they like is usually just what white people doing it to black people. You know,
one big hole,
of,
right?
It's kind of forced body piercing,
yeah.
usually like railroad spikes and stuff. But, you know, So that kind of pisses me off. Speaking of body piercing, which is not even a segue, but oh well, it's going to be a good segue now. Is I have a friend, Hammer. Everybody knows Hammer. Hammer is my
Hammer.
Buddy. Hammer. The Hammer. Hammerman is my buddy from the Army. And yep. Hammerman has a sister.
Okay.
Named Heather.
Okay.
And Hammer was a little concerned, so his phone's ringing, ring, hello, yeah, Sean, hey, what's up, yeah, what's up, so what's going on? And I said, well, what's happening is that, wait, you're the one talking, Hammer, what's going on? He said, well, Sean, it's my sister, what's happening with your sister, Hammer? He says, well, she's heavy into yoga. Okay, nothing wrong there. I mean, what are you going to do? You're gonna
oh, God, yoga, no!
Oh, God, no! The
downward spiral from here. She'll be vegetarian next,
oh,
and then...
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, my God.
You know, yoga. So she's hardcore into the yoga. Okay, well, yeah, so what? So what's she going to do? Stretch and, you know, pull something? She goes, no, really. Like, she's really into yoga. That's cool. No wrong. You know, lots of naturopathic healing and shit like that. But, the only problem is that, you see, she's going to this yoga camp. Oh, yoga camp. Where's the yoga camp? Well, it's up in the northern regions of Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of isolated. Yeah, yoga camp. They got a website? I think so. So I tell you, but I can't remember what the website is now. I looked it up, and they're all wearing yellow pajamas and shit. And they're all, yeah.
What was the food regimen? Popcorn?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. Yeah, they get rice. And they get some rice.
And some more rice.
And they get some water. Water's good. Rice, water. They're not allowed to eat garlic because garlic offends yoga.
Well, they're doing yoga all day. They don't need a lot of energy,
they don't
right?
need no fucking garlic, you know. garlic offends yoga, you know. Whatever. Dagon. So I'm like, really? So we started getting a little concerned. We're just like, cult. Go to the store, you know. Yeah, so yeah. The idea here was is that... there was also a unit out here which was like very Lilith Fair, screaming bull-dyke, you know, kind of patchouli-wearing psycho bitches running this yoga camp in northern B.C. And I'm like, let's go to the Lesbian Nazi Fest yoga camp, yay! No, I'm sorry, we're going to have to, you know, go in there and rescue people and shit like that. So we were very concerned. But luckily, after her yoga camp, she went there for a month. She's actually a certified yoga instructor now. Yeah, a month of rice. And she told me about her regimen to become a yoga instructor at this fucking camp. And apparently for 4 hours a day, every fucking day, you're up at six, and for four fucking hours a day. Do you have any idea how much surfing you can get done if you're going through your daily chest folder? 4 hours a day, they prayed to Hindu gods. For 4 hours a day.
Everyone.
Prayed to Hindu gods for four fucking hours. 4 hours. Like, how long can you fucking pander to a cow? I mean, come on.
Wow.
They're praying to Hindu gods.
It's a lot of praying.
She's telling me, like, there's a whole bunch. I don't know much about Hindu gods, but I'm sorry. It's like Islam. That shit's fucked up. Okay, I'm not worshipping a rock. I'm sorry. I just can't get into that.
Circle around and around
rock.
The rock.
You're not Islamic. You can't come in here. That's okay. You can worship your rock. No.
Hey, he's going counterclockwise.
He's going in. Somebody kill that asshole. Where's my Egyptian god? And I'm going to wrap myself up and blow it up. What would happen if some, like, Islamic guy blew up himself inside the Temple of Mecca? Who'd they get mad at?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? But, no, seriously, not that Sean's spewing religious hatred or anything, but come on, you're worshipping a rock, okay? Well, that's racism, I'm fucking... No, I'm not...
Pick up a rock, worship
at home. I'm not a racist, but I sure shit, I'm a cultural bigot. If you're going to sit there and crash planes in my building, expect some retribution, okay? Sorry. Just how it is, you're worshipping rocks. Time to go to the 20th century. What you... Pick a nice religion, like, I don't know.
Better to worship dead guys on a stick, right?
Well, dead guy on a stick isn't bad. You know, they haven't really fucked up in the last few thousand years. What's
run through the religion?
Taoist. Taoists don't fuck with anybody. They're a philosophy. They're not even a religion. I don't know. I'm fucking, I don't know. New Age shit.
Atheist.
No,
we don't fuck anyone.
No, there's a bleak existence. Why are you here, Sim? No reason.
Just hanging out.
My parents fucked up, and now I must dread my dreary life, and soon I will die and become food for another smaller life form. Wow, that's some bleak shit. Yes, I know. Aren't you thinking about ghosts? Nope, no such thing.
It's all good.
Yeah, they're fucking... I'm not gonna... Anyway, she's talking about yoga. 4 hours of Hindu gods.
Yeah.
And their gods are fucked up, too. It's like, yeah, there was this one god, and he got accused for a crime he didn't commit, so his dad got real upset and cut his head off. But then he realized he didn't commit the crime, so he, like, cut off an elephant's head and gave it to his son, so his son walked around
with
an elephant's head. That's one of the stories, and I'm like, dude. Okay, first of all, like, you know, people in the Christian faith have a huge problem with Christ rising after 3 days. I have huge intergalactic problems with, first of all, how the fuck are you going to get an elephant's head on my body? For starters, I want to see the adapter you bought for that motherfucker. Second of all...
You have to do a lot of weight training. Neck exercises or something.
Might be kind of cool to have a trunk, though. Yeah. Not only that, but you'd be like, whoa! Could you ever fuck with your wife, eh? What do you... You like my new head, honey?
Dad.
I got this.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, you could, like, you could really you'd be great on gynecology row at the strip bar. But no, seriously, you could have some like a fucking
elephant. Get
like,
out of your seat.
How fucking high on hash do you have to be to believe that some guy got his head cut off and put on it, and then he became a god? Well, no shit, you know. I'm probably like, damn, that's some shit. I don't know if I'd worship him. I might buy him a beer, though. You know, I might give him some spare change. Spare change, got an elephant's head. Spare change. Have some peanuts. Have a quarter. I mean, it was just fucked up. Anyway, they have to worship these fucking alpha gods. And she's talking to me about the benefits of yoga. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all into the health of yoga.
Nice and relaxing, you know, right?
No, okay. But no, let's
it calming. Maybe
let's
Sean
not,
needs some yoga.
Let's keep this for you. Yeah. Stretch this way.
He'd lose his radio show. Everyone
well,
would leave, but he'd be more relaxed.
Like, well, why the fuck? Yeah, oh, that'd be it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. Yeah. I'm going to stretch
sit
now.
Sit back and... we're gonna do some,
got one foot by my head.
Do some scamps and...
got my other foot by my head. I'm rolling over out of my face now. Shit, you know, like, come on, give me a fucking break. Like, who's going to listen? Anyway, no, but seriously, like, okay, yoga. Okay, now, don't get me wrong, now... If you want to learn how to stretch, that's cool, right? You got fitness instructors, right? But what do? They go home, they have wives and families and shit. That's what they do, right? They got their wives and families and stuff. Swamis? No. What do? They sit in the cave and live off of vibrational energy. What the fuck good is that? Well, they promote peace. In India, you say. They're real peaceful in India, aren't they? Yeah, those swamis are doing their fucking
job. More.
I'd be firing me and say, hey, swami, what? You're fired. Get out of the cave. Why? You're not doing the job. There's no peace in India. You suck. What's up?
Obviously not working.
You know, seriously, they don't eat anything. How the fuck are they supposed to be effective? Yeah, I'm going to go be a swami. Why? Oh, so I can raise the vibrational harmony of the earth? Really? Guess what? The earth's been here a long fucking time. Be here long after you're gone. You're doing nothing. You may as well be jerking off in that fucking cave because you're not going to do a fucking thing to help the planet. Well, no, that's not true. Yogis have done a lot. Like what? Give me one major advancement that the yogis have done. They haven't nuked anybody. Sure as fuck haven't invaded anything. They haven't built anything. You never say a new from Yogi.
Formed the Natural Law Party in D.C.
Seriously.
Doug Henning was part of it.
Well, he was a swami.
Yeah.
He's a politician. They're not swamis. They're getting bursts of beak every which way but loose. Give me a fucking break, man. I don't know. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Yoga's cool. Okay, but let's keep that shit in context. Okay, let's don't fucking go off and, no, I'm going to go live in a fucking cave. Well, that's real useful. really good. I'm going to go live in a cave and live off the vibrational. Like, motherfucker, I'm having a hard time eating healthy. Okay, I'm having a hard time with my fruit salad and shit. Well, okay, so here I am in Swami school. Got the Swami school going on. Okay, well, you must pray to this elephant head guy for 4 hours a day. All right, I can do that shit. He's pretty cool. All right, that's cool. Hey, elephant head guy, you're pretty cool. Now repeat that every 5 minutes for 4 hours.
Dude.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I can do that shit. Now,
do you get beads or something? No, no beads.
You must eat only rice and drink only water.
That's pretty weak. That's going to sunk donkey balls, man. That's
can
weird.
I get some soy sauce?
Can I get some soy sauce with this motherfucking rice over here? No, sorry. Okay. And then, when you're done with swami school, you get to go live in the cave and eat fuck all.
What? So it's just preparation.
Here you are.
Steering down.
Here you are. You have graduated to the cave. Let me get this fucking straight. I've been going to your goddamn school for how long? I don't get no diploma. I get all my pajamas here turn white. I'm going to go live in a fucking cave now?
Eat Aaron Walmoss.
Yeah, I'm part of the superconscious. I just realized you ripped me off. Somebody get me some Wabmeca, a Dr. Pepper, and a fucking side of steak.
So how much was this yoga thing?
Oh, I don't know. It's expensive, though. But, I mean, she's
an over
instructor.
10,000?
Well, Jesus. No, I don't think it was, like, that bad. Okay, it wasn't, like, Scientology bad. But it was, like, bad. It was, like, fuck, dude. But, I mean, you know, then they keep records of you, you know, and she was number 46. And I'm like, here we are at the village.
Number 46.
You will pray to Ramsa Rama Rama Ding Dong. You know, what the fuck? And the funny thing is that Hare Krishnas are a yoga sect. There's four pathways to the superconsciousness.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, she's feeding me all this shit, and it's the most circular fucking logic you've ever heard in your life. And I'm like, dude, how do you make sense of this? Well, because that's the universal karma, and the karma's bad. And if you eat meat, you're taking on the karma of that animal. Really. Yeah, and it's really bad. So I guess the Eskimos are fucked, eh? What do you mean? Well, you know, the Eskimos, all they eat is meat. They ain't got no fucking broccoli at the North Pole. Okay?
Not
They're
much,
fucked
no.
up. Well,
not much plants up there.
So they're pretty miserable people then. Well, the Indians didn't know about the Eskimos. Oh, well, but they're there. I believe in Eskimos. Okay, I've seen them. They're pretty cool, actually. They
seen
can, like,
films.
You know, they eat a lot of meat. That's all they eat, actually. Their fucking four food groups is seal, polar bear, and penguin. That's their food groups. I know there's no penguins in the North Pole. Just bear with me, okay? They rape elves. I don't know. Whatever. But, I mean, give me a fucking break, you know? And just, it doesn't even stand up. Even like, I'd sooner be a Mormon, worship Dagon, and get fucking gold and shit washing up out of the ocean so I could be a fish and go live in the fucking sea.
There you
fish.
Go.
All the Mormons worship Dagon.
Do they?
Did I talk about that last
Never.
Show? Dagon.
Never heard. No. Never
Mormons,
talked
yeah.
about that.
Apparently, see, there's this movie called Dagon, which is a biography about Mormons. Everyone should get that. Recommended media. It's all about the Mormons.
Dagon.
Dagon. Well, it's an H.P. Lovecraft story, and I'm just lying. The Mormons don't actually do it. Well, yeah, they do, but they don't really know.
You're making stuff up.
Next time you're
on
the Jesus Christ Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, pirate the video, give it one, say, this is about your religion, and walk away. And then they quote scripture while they cut your face off. It's really good fucking thing. Really good. But anyway, yeah, so that, and they were talking about mantras and shit. I'm just like, wow. Now, I'm not one to diss anybody else's, well, yeah, I am. But,
yes, you are. Well, whoa,
on,
what was the last half hour about?
Fucked up. That is fucked up. How do you worship, like, what?
I'd say most of them are pretty crazy.
That's fucked up, man. Like, I've heard of a lot of wigged out religions, but that's, like, messed, okay? Well, you know.
Scale of 1 to 10?
You can't say
right
that.
Right up there, right?
Yeah, that's right up there. I mean, it's not, and, I mean, they're not making any money. I just think that everybody involved in the whole situation is crazier than a shithouse rat, but that's just me. That's just me. Anyway, moving right along, Mind Pirate sent me a wonderful link remembering about Sealand. If you're a brand new listener listening to me going and bashing, you know, people's thousands-year-old culture, you can hear about Sealand. Sealand was this, apparently some kind of oil rig platform or something that got taken over by these people, and it's an independent nation now, and they have their own servers.
I think it's off the coast of Europe.
England, actually.
England? Yeah.
Yeah, it is off the coast of England. Called Sealand.
There's some pictures here, actually, in this
one. The ugliest fucking building you've ever seen in your
beautiful.
Life. I'm like, wow, it's the world's biggest H. A common conquering anti-aircraft tower at the east coast of England as is home to .com with Adventure with a Difference. Yes, yes, yes. I'm hoping for these guys to fail horribly, and then I will buy Sealand, because it's actually its own fucking country. And if I can move into my own country, damn. You know, then my plans for world domination will be complete.
Mwahaha.
Well, you know, it works with that. You gotta have that kind of shit going on. I mean, you're nothing without plans for world domination. Jesus Christ, I need some fucking coffee. I'm starting to slow down here. I also, what are you right here? This is from Mindpire, by the way. Seems that some web junkies took the W2 anti-aircraft platform and declared it an independent nation. It's an important thing, as well as a data haven. Check for yourself. I got it off the memoryhole.com, so I'm not sure if you caught this yet, but I think it would be bad if you haven't. Yeah, I knew about that. That's like so 1999. I actually knew about that a while ago, but that's okay. I appreciate it, because a lot of people maybe turning in for the first time may not know that. So
we'll repeat it every 3 years.
Where to go? The FBI got all of them. Fucking big Indians. The whole lot of them lost the terrorist info. Yes, vital terrorist info was lost by the FBI because it was a Hotmail account. The account expired.
Did they lose it on a laptop again?
No, it was a Hotmail account. The terrorists were using Hotmail.
Hey, why not?
No, I'm serious. The fucking terrorists were using Hotmail, and then the Hotmail account expired because they've been doing an investigation, and they lost all the fucking data. There's the link.
Good
you
plan.
Go check
Good
that.
Plan.
Did the FBI bungle email evidence? There's no way to know, because Hotmail erased it. Way to go. So what does that mean? That means that Microsoft is in league with the fucking Taliban.
That's it.
Yep. Come, Mr. Taliban.
I always thought they were.
Makes me think you should really try and register 911 at Hotmail.com.
Makes you kind of
Or maybe something like Jihad at Hotmail.com.
Hey, Jihad. You're not just a has-been, you're a Jihad-been. But, I mean, come on. Jesus Christ, guys. What the fuck? Like, how many heads do you got to have up your ass to know not to just say copy-paste? Maybe download that shit from Hotmail?
Yeah. And store it, back up, or do something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, and this is just how disconnected a lot of these fucking megacorps are. Wi-Fi networks, okay, is responsible for people getting sued. Now, what they're saying here is that because you haven't, you know, secured your wireless networks, hackers are getting onto your wireless Wi-Fi network, and they're hacking
your
network.
Oh, my
network.
God. What a revelation.
So we're going to sue the companies that don't secure their environment.
Who's suing them?
Okay, let's see. Okay, just so bear with me here. They're going, hi, I'm Nike.
Yeah.
Nike's all pissed off because we got hacked. Our server was fucked. And we tracked it and went back to Starbucks.
Right.
And Starbucks has a Wi-Fi. And people are coming on the Starbucks Wi-Fi. So we're suing Starbucks.
Okay.
Can you say, what a weapon? Who do I want to have sued? Well, we'll just jump on Nike's Wi-Fi, hack everybody from there, and have everybody sue Nike. Let's turn the giants against each other. What a great idea.
Protections of your servers by litigation.
Yeah.
Why don't you just protect your server?
Not only that, but dude, you see what kind of a tool this could be? Like, oh, Nike's fucking evil. So what we're going to do is we're going to find a Nike Wi-Fi.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's find a Nike Wi-Fi network. Maybe I caught this right off the top. I'm like, wow, you guys are smoking Shiva. Let's get on a Nike Wi-Fi network. Go hack the fucking Pentagon. Have the Pentagon.
And then give them all the logs.
And then give them all the logs. Look, Nike's hacking you.
They're wide open.
Oh, a house divided cannot stand. Core politicals killing each other. This will be horrible.
This will be awesome.
Pardon me. Well, I pass smoke has another fucking beer. And we all sit back and log heaven. On Sealant. Yeah, that's some good shit.
Didn't we talk about this last week
or
Starbucks? Yeah.
Or Or
I could go live in a cave and live off vibrational energy there.
No, fuck that, man. This
vibrational
is
energy
awesome.
Is tasty.
vibrational energy. No, but seriously, dude, like that's
on
such a weapon. What a weapon.
No kidding, eh?
To be used. And they're like, oh,
like,
I'm going to start showing people.
They're not going to find the hackers.
No,
so.
You're never going to track it. Well,
these hackers are in cars driving down the street, passing by, okay?
Yeah, and
they're not getting
and
them.
And they're not even the serious ones, okay?
No.
The serious ones, they'll have fucking, they'll get into the network, because if I'm on the Wi-Fi
they'll
network,
have an overlay. They'll have it in their backpack. They're walking down the street hacking you instantly.
Well, if
they're
on the Wi-Fi network, they can make it look like it's the president of fucking Nike, okay? If they're on the network, like, holy crap, man. Picture suitable to be fucking framed. Like, what are you thinking? Wow.
So, thank you for
thank you for
starting that up.
Thank you very much for whatever
giving
companies
ideas.
Suing each other. I
yeah,
mean,
whatever they are.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea. Now, this is an interesting thing. I was screwing around with those great people, DARPA, which the next two stories are having to do with DARPA.
DARPA.
DARPA. Or DARPA. Well, it's actually DARPA because I spelled it wrong.
I love it.
Yes, DARPA's working on the brain-machine interfaces. Program represents a major thrust for the DSO that will compromise multidisciplinary, multi-pronged approach to far-reaching impact. Wow, I love buzzwords there. What does that mean? That means that DARPA's
our
working mind-machine fucking implants. So, you want to know some more information about
I
it? Check it out.
Double my memory.
I could. I have 80 gigs of data in my head. Big fucking deal, dude. My palm's got 80 gigs of data. I got 180 if I use a doubler. Ooh! Whoa. I know kung fu. Also, hey, something that Sean wants to get into, the robotic cannonball run. Yes, for everyone who's never actually seen Cannonball Run. There was a bad movie in the 80s, which Jackie Chan was in. But anyway.
That's right. Both of them.
Yeah, both of them, actually.
Under contractual obligation.
But robotic Cannonball Run is in 2004. They're going to have a Cannonball Run that goes from fucking Las Vegas to somewhere.
Oh, nice. It's like a car one?
No, it's just for robots.
Oh, I think I heard of this.
So what they got to do is they're building robots that have to drive like through a fucking, through the wilderness and get to the other place. The first robot that makes it wins.
That's pretty brutal.
And I'm
like,
that's awesome. There's like, I've got, my brain went crazy. Because, of course, I'm a little closet robot. Yeah, the website sucks. Yeah, it sucks hard ass. You'd think that DARPA could fucking do this. Oh, they got the fact going on.
ARPA.
ARPA.mil.
This is a military site.
It's a military site, and they got, you know, some guy who works for Hasbro to design the layout or something.
Unknown for now.
We don't know. Stop asking. We're DARPA. We don't actually do anything. But shit.
2004. Lots of time.
Yeah, lots of time, but still.
So
like,
build
dude,
now. You have
build,
to build now. So,
build now.
Yeah.
Work now. But what's the rules? We don't have the rules. What
go
the,
for it. Just
click on the rules.
It.
What are my rules for my robot?
We'll make them up.
Can I build a hovercraft?
Can it have weapons?
Can I kill other vehicles as they drive? We don't know.
Okay, I'll make a flamethrower then.
Like, just make some general rules. Like, don't hurt people, you know?
Do not kill passersby.
The
There's no points for pedestrians.
You know, Death Race 2002. DARPA Death Race.
Get
that's
that.
What, that's what I want to see. Fucking videotape that shit. That'd be the good stuff, man. Okay, moving right along, I also found the Uber remote control. Yes, apparently this company from CNN where they talk about the
big, huge
Uber
remote
control.
Control.
Not only does this one control your TV and your fucking, your stereo, this one actually controls your washing machine, your fucking fridge, and everything. You don't even have to get off your fat ass to do a goddamn thing.
You need your washing machine on the internet.
That's right, you need that washing machine on the internet. Not only that, you need to have your washer, dryer. I mean, come on, what the fuck? Spin cycle, give me a goddamn break. The holy grail of remote controls. I'd like to know what venture capital pin head.
What the
talk
hell?
To yeah, can you believe that shit? It's
this
like...
It's been out forever, this crap.
I
have a remote control on my Palm Pilot.
No. The all-in-one universal control, they're talking about an interface sort of like the X10, so that it makes appliances remote control. So you can
You still have to hook up your fridge.
I can turn on my fridge and off. Turn my fridge off and on.
Oh,
yeah,
the internet.
I turn my fridge off all the time.
How much milk is left in my fridge? Let's check.
How much milk is
Log
left?
Log into fridge.rantradio.com.
Fridge.rantradio, my ass. Let's see, my colon. I'm going to log into my colon right now. I mean, give me a break. Mind Pirate sent me some more stuff, too.
All
this
right,
really
Mind
cool.
Pirate.
Okay, this first link is about how other countries are getting ass-rammed by the states through a program called the FTA, much like our beloved NAFTA.
Oh, basically, they bring it out every year. Different
basically,
name.
It turns another country's economy into lackeys for America.
No. Really?
Sort of like Hawaii. That's when they used to be an independent nation, and like 2 years after they declared free trade, then they got assimilated. Yeah, we are bored.
NAFTA,
and Canada,
WTO.
Being among them, I'm not amused. It makes our export dependent on what America needs for the time. Let's say, like, for lumber. So there's one link. Second, that's our first link, which, you know, is generally America sucks ass, you know, which doesn't give anybody rights to crash planes or buildings, but, you know, somebody should at least get slapped out. Second,
here we have what I believe a proposal for paper for a tech study development proposal. We have such good things in here like hybrid high-speed submersible hulls, radio-seeking software, automated fighter planes, something or others, smart antennas, multi-sensor data fusion, ultraviolet biological detection agents, and wet wiring, and fucking implants. List goes on. I'm not sure what to make of all this, but if I paid you the document, you'll see table of contents, and it should guide you. So there's another DARPA thing. DARPA, God bless DARPA, the same people that brought you the internet and every other thing that makes you quake in your bed at night and scares the living shit out of you. I'm surprised the corporations actually even talk to DARPA anymore. I mean, especially after this internet thing. Wow, did that ever backfire? Let's make a giant mall that we can't regulate, and then becomes a major source of freedom for people like Sean Kennedy.
That's a good idea. They try.
To get this page, you'll need Adobe Acrobat, and then, you know,
it's
free.
You can go download it.
Go get it.
Let's try.
Very, very cool. So check that shit out. Nothing like some decent cyberpunk goodness from DARPA. New from DARPA. Yes, and not from DARPA, but from Della Morta is, hey, Sean, I'm not sure if you really know about this, but since I heard you talking about Dagon on Monday's show, Dagon, I talked about it, I thought I would let you know that Guillermo del Toro is working on bringing At the Mountains of Madness to the big screen. Here's the links for the articles. You can check it out for yourself. Keep up the great work on the shows, Della Morta. Thank you, Della Morta. It's very, very cool when you can, in fact, have super groovy H.P. Lovecraft films.
Oh, yeah.
On the go, on major screen films. Because, you know, ancient seething madness trying to destroy the world is very, very cool. We also have another link about that.
Work.
Oh, there's one below it.
It's like ads.
There's one below it.
Okay.
There's another one. Lower page. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Let's try that one.
The other one has been destroyed.
It has been destroyed. There is nothing left of that link. Yes.
Oh, that one looks good.
It's looking good.
I'll paste that one. Don't look at the first one.
Don't look at the first one. The first one is evil. Yes, it's true. Where's the DARPA link? Scroll up. It's the up button. Just go with the up button, okay? Just work with me here. Somebody else. Oh my God, doesn't anyone fucking look at...
What's the DARPA link?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Way to go, man. You lost my train of thought. Doodle. Prophet Doodle sent me in a wonderful thing, which was a letter from the future from Bruce Sterling, where he says, I'm not an expert 7 million times. No, it's actually really cool. Bruce Sterling, if you don't know, wrote a book called The Hacker Crackdown. He also wrote Islands in the Web. Islands in the Net. Now, Bruce Sterling, a lot of people don't know this, but he's as gay as the day is long, and he's actually a super cool guy. Oh, wow.
That's a movie picture.
That was a movie picture.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. Shug offs for everyone. So very, very cool. And this is Hard Times, a letter from 2035, which a lot of the things...
books?
No, it's a letter. That's a letter that he apparently wrote from the year 2035. Now, this is years ago he did this.
In the future.
This is from some archives. So it's actually kind of neat that me and him sort of see eye to eye on a lot of shit that's going to be happening. Reference Tales from the After Now.
Yeah.
Speaking of seeing eye to eye, which actually doesn't have anything to do with anything. speaking of seeing eye to eye, did you happen to check out that roadkill? What does that have to do with speaking eye to eye? I don't know, but it sounded like a segue. Random segues. By Sean. Speaking of segues, how about the new Segway scooter? No. Segway to segue. I watched Requiem for a Dream the other night with my wife. I watched the director's cut of Requiem for a Dream the other night on advice from Destro. With my wife.
But I will note that I never said, hey, Sean, a great movie to watch with your wife would be Requiem of a Dream. Requiem for a Dream.
That's true, because he did actually tell me, he said, by the way, it makes fucking Trainspotting look like Kindergarten Cop.
Actually, I think it's Sesame Street.
Yeah, some shit like that.
And it does.
Yeah, it's, I recommend that for everyone. If ever you were
awesome
possibly...
Awesome movie.
If you're, the cinematography, there's shit in that.
Beautiful
that is just
cinematography.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
You don't want to watch that with anyone who's even heard of God. It's kind of
my most favorite part in that movie for the cinematography.
Ass.
No.
You like ass.
No. That was good, but no. Was the earthquake effect that they did
when they were screaming?
Mind blowing. That was awesome.
Was it
when
the one where they were screaming? Yeah, like similar to the one on Fight Club where Tyler Durden is speaking to the camera, and when he gets really close, he gets
this is better, a better use of it.
If you like the cinematography in Fight Club and how that was done artistically,
you'll
check
like
this shit out.
You will love this to the 10th degree of loving, even yay beyond to the Zen 11th degree.
But it is dark.
But you mustn't love
dark.
It.
Dark. Gross,
in case you were ever thinking of developing a really good heroin program, no, in fact, Requiem for a Dream should be required using for everyone going into the 8th fucking grade, okay?
Yes.
That's kind of how I view that shit. I don't really have any mess with the normal, so sorry about that. Just think of something to do. Spray fucking Rogaine on your face.
Write rantradio.com on your...
Yes, that's what you have to do to mess with normals. You have to write rantradio.com on
just
your
cash. Just like Joe Moore did.
Because it's fun, and after all, when you get...
And it's illegal.
And it's illegal, and, well, it's your just a way of fucking with the power. Let's see. Do we get in trouble for that?
Can we get in trouble? No, we're in Canada. Fuck you. Write it on.
No, it's not allowed here either. But
yeah, but they can't give us trouble. It's like saying kill people. It's a good idea. They can't actually give a shit for saying that.
No, they don't care.
I mean, if you kill people and you break the law, then that's all fine.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, then you're a dead motherfucker. But no digital baptisms. But if you would like to have a digital baptism,
if you hate your name,
you can message me and I will rename you on the air. And a lot of people in the IRC tonight,
your real name,
you can legally change your fucking name. Why not? Why not give up all connection to reality? Just become a mindless peon for Rant Radio. It's a good idea. Actually, something that is happening on the HR is that our man, the professor, for everyone who happens to be tuning into this show in England, is going to be returning to England. Professor, when are you returning to England?
The professor.
Sorry.
Thank you for the mic.
Professor, when are you going to England?
Second and third week of October, I'll be in Bristol.
You'll be in Bristol for second, third week of October.
And I'll be in Whitby, so if you're in any of those areas.
How are they going to get in touch with you?
ICQ. What's my ICQ number?
You suck. You expect we're not going to keep track of your ICQ number. Somebody post the professor's ICQ number in the IRC, okay? Thanks much.
Lots of people have it.
Lots of people have it. I'm sure somebody there posted it. And if you want to hook up with the professor because he's super cool and you can take a look at all of his groovy-ass photographs, it'd be very, very neat. He's a super cool guy. And, yeah, that's about it.
Totally good.
So, in closing tonight, I'd like to give super shouts out to fucking Blanca in Scotland for that dope-ass shit rant remix he did of my stuff from the show.
Amazing. I thought the other one was amazing. This one just this blows it out of the water.
Dude, please. And Digitalia was talking. He wants to do a remix too. Please, do the remixes.
We love
them. They are the coolest shit ever because they're cooler than anything I've ever done. I'll tell you that. I mean, holy crap, dudes. Taking stuff like that, give that to other people because people listen to that and go,
yeah.
Where's that from? What
I
got to
listen to the show
tool
that this comes from.
What a promotional tool. Like, wow. You know, and that's the important thing. Since we got so many people in the IRC tonight, if you like this, even if you don't like this kind of show, even if you hate me, I bet you hate MTV more. So if you want to take over, don't hate the media. Become the media. Get two other people hooked on the show. Say, I don't like this show, but shit, you know what? I know two other people that really dig this shit. Hook them up. Hook them up because we can get, like, think about it. You know, do some simple basic math. Just kind of follow that Amway flow chart down five or six jumps, and, you know, pretty much we've conquered the earth.
Yeah.
So it's a very good idea.
And pass on the ICQ when I ICQ you and tell them about the show.
That's right.
Tell them to come listen in.
What is the ICQ number if you'd like to be spammed by Sims so you, too, can get onto the show?
Spam, you love it. 515-558.
51-555-8. Right on. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can get me at
TheMan@RantRadio.com
or Sim at
info@RantRadio.com.
So it's very, very cool. And if you want to get in touch with us, please carve a copy. If you do media, we love it. We love it.
Oh,
we
love media.
Shit up.
I'm posting tons of it now. I'm catching
it's
up.
It's crazy the amount of talent that we're getting, you guys. I cannot
audio
believe
talent
this shit.
Audio talent and Photoshop talent.
I'm afraid. Like, I'll tell you, you know, because I'm working 18-hour days, it's pretty difficult for me to take this time to come out here and do this shit every Monday and Monday, but doing stuff like that, like, how can you not? How can you not do that?
Oh, I know.
Like, totally renewing your faith in the internet. Thank you, internet. Thank you.
Thank you, server.
You know, so it's very... Thank you, server. Because it's very, very cool that shit is going on. I just dig that shit so much. And thank you.
It keeps us going.
It does. It does keep us going. That shit is dope. That's really, really dope. I can't wait for, like, maybe we'll get Mix Wars going on.
Ooh, Mix Wars.
That's, you know, everybody.
I can now do your mix.
I can now do your mix. I mean, so far, I think that Blanca pretty much...
Stowed it up.
I think he's current champ. I think Blanca's got the championship pretty much right there. Don't get me wrong.
DJ Ojive. On the rant remixes. Wow.
On the rant remixes. Well, yeah, but we're talking just all over musical chocolatey cheesy goodness.
Yeah.
I'd have to say... Of course.
But he doesn't make those. Like Blanca, those aren't his music.
That's not his music, but way he mixed that in,
yeah,
pretty
amazing.
Dope. That's pretty dope.
DJ Ojive, that's his music.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
That's his real music.
Well,
they're both good
in their own way.
They're doing different things.
I'm talking about end product.
Oh.
End product. I'm gonna
don't
want to
put anyone down,
but
Blanca's,
you know, and let's be real, DJ Ojive's just a kid. He's like grounded and shit.
That's
so
right. He can't make
Blanca's
it to the show sometimes.
Blanca's gotta keep that shit up, otherwise DJ Ojive's gonna like fucking suplex his ass. That'll be the end of that stuff. So very, very cool. Going through the IRC on the way out. Who do we got here in the IRC?
Lots of people stuck around. 80 people.
80
I can't
people
believe.
Stuck around. Apparently, we got up to 94. Smokehouse messaged me real quick and told me
amazing
that 94 people were in the channel. That's a new record. It's a new record.
Wow.
Juice by Rant Radio. Juice by Rant Radio. Whoa, Rant Radio. Okay. We have.
That's from the movie.
It is from the movie. Very, very good.
Very good.
I love that guy in the movie. That was funny.
Yeah, that scared the living shit out of me.
What was his name?
We got a winner.
Tappid.
Tappy.
We
got a winner. We got a winner. That's just scary.
Juice by Tappy.
Juice by Tappy. Whoa.
We have to get that. We have to rip that, put that in as a
yeah,
front
yeah,
line.
Right? Yeah.
It'd be fucking
it's a great movie.
We have Pontifex, but he's away.
Aww.
We got Smokehouse because he's the shit. And when at the end of time, it'll be like Lord of Illusions. I'll murder the world just so I can have Smokehouse keep me company in the dark at the end of time. African Love Turtle and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Rem, Anorexia in Australia. Thanks for sticking around. Barcode, super cool. Bastard Guy, Biggie Boy, Borden, Burger. Cerulean Chendiv, Aussie Backseat, Cheesy Child, or Child, or Shildy, or something like to that effect. Chronic Counter, Sig Covan, Kylo 23, Cybertech, TNC, Hoo, Cygnus, G, Apoc. I wonder if that's Apoc, like I know Apoc.
No.
If so, happy green hair.
I don't think
Decker, very cool to see you. He's the other guy who does the Goon Squad.
Decker?
Yes, brand new fan.
Very cool.
Decker Prophet, asleep. Weak. Yep, sir. Inosian, Fester D. Penis, who also does amazing 3D artwork. Fracture, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, and his crazy, crazy hair. It Fungus,
yeah.
Inz, Jodath Moore, K16, Kyvalia.
Kyvalia.
I think she's sexy, too.
Maybe. Send in a pic,
because we need sexy chick pics. Mind you, so far, who's my groupie again?
Zenobia.
Zenobia is my groupie so far. Kaxler. Cavalier, Kexler, Little Bunny Foo-Foo. No, Little Bunny Foobar. Little Bunny fucked up.
Little Bunny on the road.
Oh,
I like
my God, they killed Kenny! Lorax, Loser, Mind Pirate, Misconduct, Misfortune, Cookie, No Deal, Neuralize, Nixon. Said his name right. Look at that. Nikon.
Wow.
Noisemaker, Paladin, Fire, Pretender, Australia. Pretender. He's been around a long time in Australia, dude. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Papa Doodle, Broomscaller, Rabid Wombat, Ratfucker, Sapphire. Oh, Sapphire. Shinobi Tycho.
From Mattel.
Sir Dork. Sir... Boop, beep, and. Scavengers, Sloth, 736, Rame. Soybeans, Spudle. Hey, Spudle!
Spudle.
Tantrix, Dowdy Cheese, The Bug, Templar, Night, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, TS Away, Turmoil, Torrell, good to see ya. WS Ninja, Zymergy. Juice by Zymergy, Pyro. Whoa, Zymergy. Pyro, D-Day Species, Lazy Wolf, Kozik, Cosmic. Nosebleed, and bring the building down. Punkass, Shy. So that's it for the show tonight. Gonna go back, make sure I haven't missed anything. Very, very cool. I hope the Skull Crew can keep up with our general news programming. And bear in mind that it's stations like Rant Radio that are broadcasting, keeping freedom, well, free, because that's what freedom is. Freedom is not a product you buy. It is not a namesake. It is not expressing your freedom by buying anything. Exercise your freedom. Buy Levi's. No.
No.
Don't believe the hype, okay? It's all bullshit. Freedom is all about you doing what you want to do. If that means spray painting your face with play Rogaine to grow werewolf hair, go hard. If it means that you want to shave your head, great. If you want to live a normal everyday life, you can do that too. But hey, why be normal? And remember, hack Wi-Fi.
What's that? Jell-O's thing?
Of course it's Jell-O's thing.
Spray their face with Rogaine.
Yeah, they grow werewolf hair.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jell-O by Afra. Download everything he's ever done. The guy's amazing.
You'll
Actually, better than that, go buy his shit, because he lost all of his music. That pissed
buy
me off.
Buy it straight from his website, alternativetentacles.com.
That's right. Get his t-shirts,
he needs
get everything.
Support and money. His old bandmates stole everything that he had.
Yeah, he pretty much got fucked right in the ass with a plow.
You're not promoting us enough.
Yeah, you suck ass.
So we're going to sue you and steal everything.
Yeah, guillotine. So I guess that's it for tonight's show. We should go around the room and say goodbye from everyone. Destro.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And I have a ferret in my pants.
And from... What the fuck is her name?
Cordelia.
Spock.
Don't tell Destro.
It's on.
But I'm hiding his toes.
Are you hiding his toes?
Uh-huh.
The question is, where are you hiding his toes? And the professor...
I gave them to Dagon.
And the professor, Scott Harker.
Goodbye. Farewell. And see you in Britain.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to hook up with him, get him on ICQ. Oh, he's in London, too.
When?
He's all over the fucking place.
ICQ him.
If you're on that side of the pond, just ICQ the motherfucker, okay? And we'll sort it out. So until next week, Internet, tune in to see how our heroes have destroyed the universe. And always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in.